a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, which was worse, pain at the pump or pain over your brackets? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We do a little contest once a week during March Madness called Nail the Score. Nobody nailed the score. Wow. At stake, a couple of great prizes, $100 worth of sausage, plus a wireless GPS, courtesy of Magellan. So those prizes still up for grabs this upcoming week as we try and nail the score again on our Friday morning show in the third hour. Make sure you are wide awake. Get that cup of Joe ready. If you're driving home, you third shifters, it's the time where you can play for free. It's kind of like the lottery. You don't have to know anything about college hoop. You just have to be able to make a guess as to who you think is going to win of the teams that are chosen. We'll give you two. And what you think the final score is going to be. Ohio University, my alma mater. So since it's my show, I'm going to tell you what Ohio did. Ohio is a 13 seed. First, they knock off Michigan and then Southern Florida. So Ohio rolls on. How about that? Sweet 16. I have to say I am stunned and sad to admit that I did not have them going that far. So you might have gotten a little further than I have, or perhaps you were dented somewhere along the way by some major, major upsets. The tail end of this hour, we're going to go through some of the things that happened just for fun. I know some of you root for teams in your area. Even if you didn't go to the school there, you feel that pride for whoever it might be, whether it's the Tar Heels or perhaps Mississippi State or Mississippi. Even if they didn't make it in, you still feel proud for them if they went into the one of the other tournaments. I don't know. There's just something about rooting for the local team or the alma mater. In my case, it's the alma mater of Ohio University. And a lot of Bobcat fans have found me, and they're sending me all kinds of interesting, very funny, clever emails, not thinking that the team was really going to do it. Isn't that a shame? It is a shame, as I said, the price of gasoline, because it's really taxing on most people. You know, all jokes aside about windmills and alternatives and everything else, the shame of it all is, the crying shame of it all, is it's mostly about red tape. And it's time to cut the red tape for real and open up some of the federal lands, or perhaps let's think about that Keystone pipeline before it goes away. After all, we're all living on pipelines. For every single one of you that calls me to complain about that, I hate to tell you to take a shovel and start digging in your neighborhood, but if you did, you'd be surprised, I think, at some of the things that you would hit. And they wouldn't necessarily be the best conditioned pipelines that are flying around that neighborhood compared to what the Keystone pipeline would be, state-of-the-art, etc. And certainly away from, like in Nebraska, the concern aquifers, so that chances of that groundwater would try to be completely eliminated. So with all those other things off the table and the push for green energy, whether it is realistic or not, has been very, very costly. Because if you're paying $4 or $5 for regular, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're paying $3.50, $3.60, even $3.70, you're still feeling the severe pain unless you work from home and close to where you happen to make your crib and where you have your tribe hanging out, let's say. If you've got grocery stores, if you have all the needs blocks away, then there's a way that you can rein maybe some of the costs in. However, most people don't fall into that category. About 80% or more are traveling 40 minutes each way. 40 minutes. Whew. And that's on a decent day. Think if you really hit traffic and you're idling and you're stuck. Oh, Yep. How much are you paying? And here's the thing. How much are you paying? It's like what you don't want to do, writing out a budget. You know in your head, okay, I paid this week $50, $40, whatever you paid. But when you actually write it on paper and it's a budget and you see, well, how much is it a month? Oh, it'll make you cry. Some people, I mean, it'll make you cry. Maybe it's better to go down the road of ignorance is bliss. You know you're paying a lot. You feel it. When it comes out of one pocket, then the other pocket, you feel like you're getting pickpocketed. But it's not the same as looking at that overall number. If you had to do it right now, what is your overall number you are spending on gas? I bet it's even higher than you think it is. Might be higher. I'm going to throw out the digits at the top, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. It's like one of those things where some people where it'll come down to, okay, if I have to pay, here's my monthly number for gasoline. I have to get to work. I have to make money. So if I have to cut that, if I have to have that number, what can I cut out of my budget? So then that becomes the next thing that you think of. What can you, your Saturday golf game, you're playing on the public course, it makes you feel good. You're shagging a bunch of balls, even though you're not great. You're loving it. Or you want to catch the hometown team for the opener, and you have to pay XYZ for those tickets, or you have a mini plan. I think a lot of those mini plans might go by the boards for some people who have to weigh the option of, what do I do? It's got to be, I got to pay for gasoline. Coming up on America Tonight, mix up some odds and ends, including what's happening across the pond that affects us, like Syria. I mean, it's just nasty in Syria. Al-Assad, how this guy continues to thrive in the power that he's created. Assad's regime has lots of support, definitely. There were three suicide bombings while you were sleeping in the capital of Damascus over the weekend. 27 people were killed. So we're talking about 1 year of this uprising, explosions in the street. This is the normal way of life for the people who live in Syria. Tanks going up and down the streets. 8,000 people, give or take, have been killed in 1 year. 8,000 people. But yet nobody is really going in there and leveling the other side. Because here's the thing, it's an eeny, meeny, miny, mo game, and it's wicked and it's cruel, but Syria doesn't have what we want. They don't have oil. They don't have strong ties to other parts of the world that we are close with, other allies. So Syria is blowing in the wind by itself with no rescue in sight, no white horse to ride in. Imagine how those people in Syria feel when they hear what the United States is doing for some of the neighbors, like Afghanistan. Helping Afghanistan for over a decade, but nothing for Syria. Great, fair, or foul. 800-259-5791. We're going behind the curtain, but we will emerge. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To share with you. You're going to find this stuff interesting, I think. Gallup does all these kind of crazy polls about our satisfaction and what are we thinking about the Republican choices. Romney, Santorum, Ty, Gingrich voters are, you know, as the second choice. So Newt Gingrich supporters are as likely to listen at Romney as Rick Santorum as their second choice. How about that? So if Gingrich drops out, then really nothing changes if it's just these two guys. And Ron Paul's like the forgotten man. A lot of people love Ron Paul. He's like a rock star with super young people because they love that he's like, screw it. We need a smaller government. Let's call everyone out on the money. We don't need to have a Federal Reserve. We don't need a guy like Ben Bernanke who's just printing money and it's just paper. So let the paper flow, but it doesn't make any sense with what we're doing. And I applaud Ron Paul for those beliefs because I agree with him when it comes to our monetary system. It's haywire. It's screwed up. And that quantitative easing is part of the problem. That's why we've seen the dollar fall like a thud. And also what's happened with the European zone is a great warning to all of us in the United States. It's so easy to say, well, that's them, that's not us, that's the Europeans that screwed up. But their monetary system, trust me, you're not carrying around the euros but you are in a sense. Pretend you have virtual euros in your wallet, in your pants pocket, sitting there in your change drawer. Because we're tied to it, friends. We are tied to what's happening with Europe. We are. So how do we thrive economically? I want somebody to stand up and answer that question. And Ron Paul has stuck to his guns all the way through, if you've ever listened to Ron Paul, on several of those things that I just mentioned. But he's off the radar. He was never going to be elected because he's not the establishment guy. He's not the person that's the chosen one. The chosen one all along has been Mitt Romney. Now, Santorum has made it a little bit interesting here at the tail end of the show, but it is Mitt Romney. For better or worse, we're tied to Romney if you're not voting for Obama. You might be listening to me, and you might like Barack Obama and think it's unfair some of what he's taking for the economic situation. You might point back to 2008 in the fall and the bank's too big to fail and all that stuff. Or you might go off of the storyline that he inherited a lot of what ails us. Personally, I don't subscribe to that. I think you can't, when you decide you want to be president, you run, it's you. And you cannot keep blaming the administration before you. Then you shouldn't run because you're inheriting those problems. If I want to take over a company or I'm interviewing for a big, heavy job where I have to turn around manufacturing somewhere or whatever it might be, right? I know the ugly situation when I go in. So if you run for president, I think you got to really limit the excuses. Even if you're bursting at the seams and you know you're getting a bum rap, and I don't think this president did that at all. They talked about being transparent, and they weren't transparent, and I think that was the major flaw for Obama. However, I know that the Democrats are pretty confident he's going to be reelected, and there's some Republican strategists who won't admit it publicly, but they will say that they really don't think that Mitt Romney has the stuff to beat Barack Obama. If, however, you talk to the head of the RNC, and that would be Rince Priebus, here's what he had to say about the candidate and the energy question.
We're sitting on a wealth of energy to get us to a place where we don't have $4 and $5 gas, and this president isn't there, and he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. I think that this process is going to play itself out. We will have a nominee, I think, fairly soon, 1-2 months away.
All right, 2 months away is what he says. So 2 months away, my math says that's, you know, May, the beginning of June is exactly what we figured. Phil is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hello, Phil.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
Friday, when I put gas in my car, I filled it up, and it cost me
$70. $70?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
$70.
Crazy. That's awful.
Yeah. Now, during the first year of Obama's reign, we went through contract negotiations, and because the market was down, we had to take a pay cut. So all this time, as gas has doubled, I've had to endure the hardships of a pay cut, along at the same time with the price of gas doubling. Now, I drive 75 miles each round trip to work each night. And here's a thought. Maybe we need to put in the heads of these idiots. Why don't you let those of us who work to pay all the bills give us the ability to write off the price of gas on our taxes?
Yeah, there you go.
Instead of
the miles, or because that's nothing, the miles compared to what the gas is. Yeah, the gas would be huge. It would be incredibly helpful. Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, they won't do that, though. You know that, Phil.
Oh, gosh, no, it makes too much sense.
And they don't want to give up the money. They want the taxes. They want to inhale all the taxes they can to make up for what they don't have because of all the deficit and everything else. Because really, it's, you got to think of it. And you, I know, Phil, you're a smart guy. You call the show, and you get it. So it's like we've got a lazy Susan. You know those old-fashioned lazy Susans where you just like push the mustard around because I can't reach over you to get the mustard. So it's just a plate of money, and we just keep circling it around. And they want our money on that plate so they can, you know, patch up all the gaps of everywhere where we're falling apart. That's the problem. But I agree with you. It'd be the way to go.
Yeah, you know, instead of a lazy Susan, maybe we should call it a lazy Obama.
That's right. Status quo, just elect me, and then let's get on with it. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I feel your pain, Phil. $70, that's ridiculous. Thanks, my man. We'll talk to you again.
Bye.
Bye-bye. $70. Oh, that's terrible. What could I do with $70, Phil? I don't want to make you feel worse, but I could stretch your $70. I could definitely buy groceries for my family for $70. I could. Even though the price has gone up and it's more expensive, I could get those staples. I could. I could break it up. Actually, I could break it up, and that could be more than a week's worth of lunches. Let's say that you wanted to do it that way. Absolutely. There's a lot. I could go onto iTunes, get serious libraries with $70. But that's getting pumped into your tank. It's one thing when you say 45, 50, but you start hitting 70. You drive an SUV, and that's what I mean, where you've got mothers that are driving kids around to try to get them from lessons or football practice or soccer or any of that kind of stuff that we want kids to have because we want them to be occupied, right, so that they're not just sitting there texting all day long and playing video games. We complain that we want them to be active, but then we got to haul them around to the places so that they can be active and spend money on the gas to get them all over the place, right? Although there might be some carpooling, so perhaps that could ease the burden a little bit. Carpooling is not working, though, for most adults. It just simply doesn't in these times since people work different hours and different shifts. It's pretty hard. And your neighbor and the guy across the street on the other side, most of the times, they're not working where you are. So you'd have to drive 20 miles out of your way to pick someone up, so that doesn't work either. Someone suggested that to me over the weekend. I said, are you kidding me? I want to knock on all my neighbors' doors to see how many of them could realistically do that. We can count coming up on the flip side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We've been complaining about gas prices. You just heard Phil in Missouri. So Americans are trying to figure out what they can do in place of cars. Some people really are considering bicycles if there is a way that they can get from point A to point B. That's not going to help Phil, and most of you listening, it won't help you going to work. But I happen to read this heading into the weekend. There's a 61-mile converted railroad track that goes through Georgia to the Alabama border. It's called the Silver Comet Trail, 61 miles. So you've got people who walk it and joggers and rollerbladers and bicyclists are all taking that popular trail. I guess it opened in the late 90s, and it's one of the longest paved recreational trails in the country. And how they developed it was, of course, with our money, $3.7 million in federal matching funds came from the federal gasoline tax, so at least they were able to do that and people are able to use it. There are other people in other states that are pushing for something similar. If you look at the bicycle paths around the United States, it's a far cry. For example, I mean, this is all in the beginning stages. In Florida, they just passed a package of biking and pedestrian initiatives, if you will, that would allow the sale of a trail sponsorship and naming. I want to name a trail. That's how they can get the money. It's always about naming rights, isn't it? And then Delaware's governor, who's a big-time cyclist, proposed $13 million in his State of the State speech for some trails and pathways across his state so that people could bike or run or walk or whatever and just attract tourists and be able to get to work in some cases. And how about this? North Carolina has 3,000 miles of bike road system, and they're now looking for what they're calling a comprehensive bicycle and pedestrian transportation plan, which includes trail safety and educating people in cars and how the trails affect business recruitment and all that kind of stuff. You know, see, here's the problem I have with some of these bike lanes. I don't know about some of you. But with the distracted driving, the texting, the putting on makeup, the reading the paper, the drinking coffee, and being distracted in general, how would you feel, comfortable in major traffic riding alongside cars? And you know what the answer for me would be? No way. I've seen and I've lived in a lot of great places in this country, from California to New Mexico to New Jersey to Pennsylvania to Ohio to Texas and other places in the South. And I think it's a great idea, but the trails off the beaten path are better. To me, it's too scary to be right there with the traffic because people aren't paying attention. We've had people on this show who came within an inch of their life because of somebody that wasn't paying attention to who was next to them. So I'd have to say no thank you on that. I think it's good to do the bicycle trails, but really in the middle of major traffic, I don't think so. All right, we can count how many teams are interested in Peyton Manning and the effect across the league that will happen, the rippling effects that we'll see after he's made a choice between Denver, San Francisco, and Tennessee. I heard through pretty good sources, Tennessee, that he's really interested. He liked going to school in Tennessee, and he's really, really interested in becoming their quarterback and has tried out and has, you know, done everything he can, had a lot of conversations. So I would say I'm going to say my source is pretty good, and it's probably going to be Tennessee, but who knows? We'll know in the next day or two. He's supposed to make a decision by Tuesday. Probably a 3-year deal. It'll be very weird to see Peyton Manning not in an Indianapolis uniform, I would say. This is unfortunately very sad for people who are listening to us in Missouri, but you see these reports, and this could be anywhere. It doesn't have to be Missouri. Unfortunately, it pops up too often lately. But the cops in an area just southwest of St. Louis are saying that the investigation of a fatal shooting of a mother and her 3 children looks to be a murder-suicide, the mother being the suspected shooter, naturally. The bodies were discovered Saturday near Blue Springs Creek Conservation Area Campground. It's a pretty area. I've actually been through there. And people found them on Saturday afternoon. Boy, when you find kids, I just do not understand that. I don't understand this either. I understand the hazing thing. In fact, I went through it when I was in school, but nothing like this. An Ohio grand jury indicted 9 men for felony assault after 2 Youngstown State University students were beaten during a frat initiation as part of their rituals. So 22-year-old Braylon Stubbs, a sophomore, and a friend, Roseanne Yancey, 20, were hospitalized after they were beaten with fists, a paddle, and a wire clothes hanger during an off-campus hazing by people from the Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. Ooh. One of the beatings stretched over 12 days in January and February, and it forced Yancey to be on a ventilator for a long time. And the defendants, I've said there was 9, ranged in age from 21 to 32, and they were indicted by a grand jury just last week. Ooh, wow, how do you do that? And how does someone take that? Is it worth, why are you pledging a fraternity if that's what they're doing to you? I'm going to assume that the people that pledged did not think that this was going to happen. It was going to be that bad, and it just got out of control. The fraternity has been suspended from Youngstown State for 15 years, followed by 10 years of probation. But, man, if there is anything that's unacceptable, I'd have to say that's pretty darn unacceptable. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, how are you?
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Off of a weekend. It's always good.
Hey, you know, I bet you're jumping for stars right now. I saw your Ohio U got in it. Final 16.
I know. I mentioned that earlier. I said that it was shocking to me. I thought it was cool. I watched the first game I watched. The second game I didn't watch, but I saw the score, yeah.
Are they the Bobcats? Is that their name? What's your
Bobcats. Alarm? Bobcats.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thanks.
And good luck. They'll be one of the Cinderella. Them and Xavier are the only two schools that are not from a BCS conference school. Isn't that amazing?
I know. It is amazing.
Yeah, in fact, there's not one team from the Mountain or Pacific Standard time zones, so left in the tournament. But I guess all the basketball players are back east. Who knows? Anyway, by the way, speaking of basketball real quick, they were making a movie tonight. Did you know that at Staples Center?
I did not know that, no.
Yeah, they were all there. Denzel was there. Jack was there. Diane was there. Heck, even Glenn Frey was there to provide the music for it. It was called Kobe Bryant / Clank Shooter. So.
I love it. Anytime you can jab him, go for it.
No, I like Kobe's a good guy, you know, but he shot 3 for 20, Kate, and guess who the villain was? Are you ready? And you can see probably why I'm excited. My Utah Jazz, how about that?
Yeah,
that's
I like that.
The villain. So, yeah, I've never seen him play that bad. His shots were, he couldn't have given $1 million to get a shot, but anyway, there's lots of basketball left still, though, with the NBA. Also speaking, entertainment-wise, I saw that movie 21 Jump Street. And if you want a great laugh, if that's why you like to go to the movies, it's so dumb it's funny, Kate.
Oh, so dumb it's funny. All right, that's the review. So maybe a Redbox rental.
Yeah, well, no, they gave it 3 stars, and I have to say it was worth 3 stars. But it's one of the better comedies I've seen in a while. But I don't want to, you know, one of the things I love now that I got me an iPhone, is, you know, be able to pull up the internet and everything. I love to sit there and be watching movies and punch the movie up and then get the cast and then, you know, like, hey, who's this person? Who's that person? You know, or, you know, what, you know, read the trivia section on some of these actors, you know, that have been around a while and interesting things you find out. There was this really cute blonde in the movie. She plays one of the cops on Jump Street which, by the way, there is a great cameo in this film, but I'm not going to ruin it. But in any case, so sure enough, I'm popping it up. Her name's Dakota Johnson. I'm like, who's Dakota Johnson, you know? And I punch it up, and sure enough, it's Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith's daughter. Like,
wow.
Who knew, right?
So, yeah, who knew?
When they were married for that short time, for she's with Antonio Banderas now, but anyway, though, so it's just kind of fun. It's a fun thing to do, you know, if you've got the internet, you know, on your phone to be able to watch movies, especially ones you watched before, you know, and just punch up. You remember that movie Bridesmaid last year?
Yes.
There was a part in there, and one of the girls that was had about a, you know, just a couple minute scene in there was Peter Frampton's daughter, for crying out loud.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it was just weird fucking stuff that, you know, connect with on the movies or whatever,
Yeah, it's amazing the things you can do, thanks, Don, with your iPhone now, too. Like he's saying, watching, certainly listening to music, texting, all that stuff, watching videos, but watching a full-length video, that is pretty cool. It's amazing the vision that Steve Jobs had with Apple. Incredible.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Nobody nailed the score, I can tell you, here on America Tonight. For fun, we do a little March Madness thing. Don't forget to tune in Friday for the 3 hours that we do this Nail the Score deal, because our computer randomly picks the two games of the week. And really, there's more than two games, but can they just pick two games randomly. And then that's the game that you try to nail. And I give you two games because it gives you two more chances. Who would think that my alma mater, Ohio University, would have been this far into the Sweet 16, beating two, especially one really big team in Michigan in the first round. So the final score was 62-56. And there have been, I think, a bunch of pretty surprising upsets, and the brackets have been more than busted. At this point, how many people thought, Syracuse almost got knocked out in the first round. Oof, easy when you have hiccups to go through these brackets. Matt, if you're filling out a bracket, you've been watching these, you've been watching what's going on here.
Oh, yeah.
There were some surprises in the first round.
Of my final four teams, I'm left with two. I got North Carolina and Baylor left, but I had Florida State in there. That was my sneaky pick, and that backfired. I had Missouri in there. That backfired. I'm still in the top tier of my pool group, though, just because I had a lot of the first and second round right, but it's not looking so hot unless a couple of these other teams get knocked off and Baylor and North Carolina end up in the championship.
Yeah, I didn't, I'm the same way. My bracket's out too, because I don't know, I looked at it and I went for too many favorites, and of course the favorites, that's what we've seen, the collapse of the favorites, and that's been the huge difference since this tournament started. on Thursday, there have been a few surprises. Whether it was Duke, the first night when I was watching, I thought, well, you know what, I feel pretty confident about my picks. And then, like, I had K-State over Southern Miss, they won. I had Wisconsin killing Montana, they did. I had Louisville winning and moving on, they did. I thought BYU maybe could, even though they weren't great, I thought they would make it closer with Marquette and they might be able to pull it out, so that was going to be one of my upsets. Didn't happen. And I had, thank goodness, Baylor over South Dakota State, because I know a lot of people went the other way on that. Baylor was the lower seed. They should have won, and they did. However, what was one of the bigger surprises? Oh, Connecticut. I had UConn, and, of course, Iowa State, rather, knocks them off handily first night, 77-64. Ooh, that's smarts. And UNLV was another team that I had staying in it, and Colorado beat them 68-64 pretty handily, I'd say. So don't forget to try to nail the score with us next time out. It's a lot of fun to do that, and we've got some great prizes, including $100 worth of sausage, plus the Magellan Wi-Fi GPS, which is really sweet. You get lost anywhere, you will be able to find your way back lickety-split. So that's pretty exciting. But I think it's more about the bragging rights than actually the prizes. Definitely, I think it's more about that. Alabama and Creighton, they go head-to-head, and Creighton pulled it up by a point, 58-57. I think that surprised a lot of people. Another team, Texas Longhorns and Cincinnati, there was faith in the Longhorns. They were knocked out right away, 65-59. The San Diego State was a team that looked pretty strong heading into this. North Carolina State beat them 79-65, and this is early going. So Florida State beating St. Bonaventure, 66-63, but there were some serious, I think, surprises. Matt mentioned Missouri. Norfolk State wins that one. They're a 15 seed. Missouri is a 2 seed. They beat them. Norfolk State rather beats them 86-84. It was that close. I mentioned Duke, a number 2 seed. They go down. Lehigh beats them 75-70. So just because you had a big seed didn't mean you were going to win. You could be toppled, like South Florida beating Temple 58-44. Temple seemed like they could get by South Florida, but it didn't happen. And I think there were a bunch of those surprises. Michigan is a 4 seed going down the hands of Ohio early going the first round out, 65-60, surprised a lot of people. A lot of people, that some of these top seeds that you might have picked, like Matt said, in your bracket, you're stuck once you burst that bracket open. So are you thriving and surviving in your brackets? If you have any tips for us, let us know. And how do we prove that you're telling us the truth? But 800-259-5791. In sports, since we're here for a second for sports shorts, we're waiting for a decision on a couple of players, actually, but Manning the biggest, because he's part of that free agent bonanza that you didn't expect was going to happen with Indianapolis saying adios to him. He's made a tour of a couple of cities, but it looks like, to me, Tennessee, his old home, would be who he would pick, and my source says that it's Tennessee, so we'll see. He's supposed to release that by Tuesday. The Manning watch is officially on, and Manning wants to go someplace where he can have an impact, I think, and compete automatically right from the start, and Tennessee would be one of those places. Tennessee would I think would put him in right away without a doubt, and he could start to try to light up the board and prove to everybody that he knows what he's doing in the spot and he deserves to be there. I think he took it a little bit hard to be with the Colts all those years and then find himself in that situation. All right, since we're rounding the bend, I would be remiss not to say this. Got to mix in a couple of other quick things. Sports and politics, guys, are so much alike, aren't they? My team, your team, the us's and the them's. Mitt Romney desperately wants to be an us because he wins yet another primary, Puerto Rico. And there are a couple of quick, important days happening to collect up some more delegates so that whoever it is inevitably becomes the Republican presidential candidate thanks to the amount that they've amassed. This is the cockamamie way that we still continue to hold our votes. And Romney has the edge there over Rick Santorum that he's calling somebody who's in his policy has voted again and again to raise the debt ceiling and doesn't think he knows what he's doing. So he's not leveling him incredibly hard, but he's trying to take enough of a chunk out of Romney. So Puerto Rico easily going to Romney. He didn't even seem like he was really challenged very much at all. And this is what we're going to see play out, I think, in the next 3 months. You're going to have more storylines like this anyway. Boy, this is sad. They've got people searching for a missing hot air balloon pilot. And the pilot saved a bunch of passengers before actually crashing. So you have to give them a credit. They're looking for this balloon from North Carolina that this pilot, rather, that went missing in the woods when the balloon crashed during a thunderstorm. Oh, 63-year-old Edward Cornelius, who took five skydivers into the air on Friday night. There was a big festival in Fitzgerald, Georgia. The storm hits. He told the skydivers to jump from the balloon. Nobody was injured, but he saved their lives, but he's gone. He's gone, and that is crazy that they weren't able to find him with those strong winds. Oof. Hot air ballooning, would you do it, really? I've done it twice, and I have to tell you, it was a little bit shaky both times I did it. Too many people that were riding along in that balloon. Gotta lighten that load.
Plus, an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.